Utah is a very conservative state that passed a very innovative immigration program. 3 years later, that program still has not been implemented. Elected officials, business and faith leaders came together and called on political leaders to pass reasonable immigration reform. The effort was called the Utah Compact. The Utah legislature went on to pass a state-run guest worker program, among other things. But without the go-ahead from the Obama administration, that program has not yet been implemented. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports there's now even talk of repealing it.
Inside the Spartan Rotunda of the Utah State Capitol, there's a mural of Brigham Young and the first Mormon pioneers. Beneath it is a more modern sculpture of a woman walking forward with her son, who's holding a globe.
So, and as you can see, this one is titled Immigration and Settlement.
The symbolism isn't lost on State House Speaker Becky Lockhart.
Utah is a place that understands the value of immigration, right? The value of people's coming to find a better life.
A Republican and LDS church member, Lockhart co-wrote the state's guest worker law. It allows immigrants living in Utah who came to the U.S. illegally to pay a fine and apply for a 2-year work permit, assuming they pass a criminal background check. Now, to understand why this was considered so monumental, you have to go back to that moment in early 2011. Frustration and anger over illegal immigration was at a fever pitch, especially in border states.
Can you hear us? Mexico! This land is our land!
Arizona passed a law the previous summer requiring police to check immigration status during routine traffic stops.
But it is not your land!
In Utah, Speaker Lockhart and her colleagues watched the boycotts and the court battles that followed and decided to go a different way. Lockhart recalls how an unlikely political alliance formed, partly spurred on by the recent signing of the Utah Compact.
We all believe in the American dream, and we've always believed, the Statue of Liberty, come here and live the American dream. But we want people to do it legally. And something's wrong with the legal way. It's not working as it should.
Here's how Lockhart sees things. Tens of thousands of immigrants have come to Utah illegally in recent years, lured by plentiful jobs in construction and tourism. This state has the second lowest unemployment rate in the nation. But Utah's education and healthcare budgets are strained. So why not bring all the new residents out of the shadows, she says, and tax them?
When states get involved in this, it's because states are very frustrated, because we're dealing with the consequences of a failed federal policy, right?
But Utah's guest worker law is predicated on the federal government granting it a waiver. The state has had to extend the law's effective date twice while they've waited. There's still been no response from the Obama administration. Likewise, neither the White House or the Department of Homeland Security would discuss Utah's waiver request with NPR. The impasse has sparked growing calls to just repeal the whole thing when lawmakers reconvene here next year. Bob Wren chairs the group Utahns for Immigration Reform and Enforcement.
So nothing will happen with it, and we just keep extending it. It makes us feel good to say that we have the solution for the entire world in the state of Utah.
There's also cynicism among immigrant rights activists, like Tony Yapias.
I've been pessimistic from day one. I mean, we're just saying, why are they pushing this law? Because this is never going to get implemented. I mean, of all states, the Obama administration to give Utah, a Republican state, say, an experiment, with immigration.
But whether or not the law ever gets implemented, there's been a big shift in Utah. The entire atmosphere toward immigration is a lot less charged. Democratic State Senator Luz Robles co-sponsored the 2011 law.
It's not an issue in Utah anymore. I think that's the first thing that gives us a signal or, a flag that we have succeeded.
It hasn't hurt either that police in cities like Salt Lake, for the most part, don't worry about immigration status. Utah also gives in-state tuition and driving privileges to immigrants living in the country without papers.
Han ayudado las leyes porque sé que... La discriminación y el racismo.
Jesus Zavala, a resident of Salt Lake since the late 1980s, says laws like those are helping curb discrimination and racism. Zavala and his wife and grandson are shopping in the Latino Mall on the city's west side. It's a collection of taquerias, clothing stores, and banks anchored by a Rancho supermarket.
Pero ahora, pues, entendemos un poco el inglés y...
Zavala says Latino immigrants are also speaking English more than they used to. And that's helping them integrate into the community. He remembers the 2011 guest worker law fondly. Yet 3 years on, he has a brother-in-law who's still struggling to find steady work. He's the last in the family without papers.
Realmente depresivo y frustrante el no tener documentos para trabajar.
It's frustrating, he says. My brother-in-law just wants to be able to work here legally.
Sabemos que hay trabajo, pero no para la gente que no tiene.
Latinos are Utah's fastest growing minority, but this region has also seen a sharp rise in immigration from Pacific Island nations owed to the influence of the Mormon Church. A booming tech sector has also attracted Indian and Pakistani immigrants. And from that community, you hear some of the same things. Attitudes toward immigrants, legal or not, have changed considerably in Utah.
You know, it's been gradually getting better.
Sonny Nassar opened his curry fried chicken restaurant a year ago on this gentrifying block of State Street south of the downtown skyline. At sundown on a recent night, people filed in to break the Ramadan fast.
Inshallah, Eid, inshallah, come to you, inshallah.
Nassar knows firsthand that things are gradually getting better. 2 days after 9/11, his family's original halal restaurant in Salt Lake was set fire. It was quickly deemed an anti-Muslim hate crime. Nassar says community leaders and the LDS Church rallied behind them, and that started something bigger.
There's a lot of awareness going on. A lot of people are getting to know us better than just going off of what they see on TV and what they have maybe, you know, have a misconception in their head.
Nassar doesn't pay too close attention to politics, but he says Utah's religious values are a big reason why the state embraced a softer approach to immigration. You hear this from people everywhere here, business owners, Republicans, Democrats, churchgoers. Utah is a pro-family state, and the tone on immigration is a lot calmer here than along the border. Just take State House Speaker Becky Lockhart, who was eager to point out Utah's history at the beginning of this story. She says her views on immigration have evolved a good deal in recent years.
Utah is a unique place, and Utah, we understand the human factor. And it's not a black and white issue, right? It's not this way or that way, and there are people's lives here.
Lockhart, who's not running for re-election, says she's proud of what Utah did. She's also still holding out hope that the federal government will consider granting that waiver so the pilot project can move forward. Kirk Ziegler, NPR News.